Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, that's right, can't forget it. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, and every day is a fucking evil fucking day. We're marching straight on into the fucking evil. It's the 9th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees. And it's been, again, you know, it was down to about 20-some this morning. But, I mean, it's getting up in the snow is melting away. I mean, we didn't get nearly enough, and it's melting. I'm seeing smoke by the end of fucking May, and I don't think we're going to get any more goddamn snow. I hope I'm wrong, but that's what it's looking like. See what we're going to open up with here. Alberta, the scrap vaccine passport program announces path to lifting almost all restrictions. Ooh, is this a win? Is it? We'll see if it is when we get back. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Alberta to scrap vaccine program. Our passport program announces path to lifting almost all restrictions. From Zero Hedge, this was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And if you haven't watched Jamal's video that's up on the site, I would suggest you do, because he's absolutely fucking correct in everything he is saying. You see, this, no matter what happens here, they are backing away. But as he pointed out in his video, they're backing away, but the precedence has been set. They are not being punished. Look at Cuomo. Murdered, they say, I mean, the thing I looked at real quick said 1,000. I think it was way more than that. Murdered 1,000 people, and he's got a $16 million war chest ready to go run for fucking office again, people. Murderer! They have murdered people across this goddamn planet. They have acted in this country without jurisdictional authority. They have acted under fucking corporate dictate, enforced by fucking private corporate mercenaries. They have to be punished, or what's the deterrent? They will come back, and they will come for more, because they will not fucking stop. They're communists. We've told you 100,000 times on this goddamn program. There is only one way you stop communists and fascists, and that's with a fucking bullet. You have to end them. You have to get them out of here. You have to remove them from the equation. You have to reinsert that fucking Bill of Rights, that supreme, superior, absolute law ratified by we, the people, December 15, 1791, is the absolute, unfucking touchable law that it is, and it is to be enforced by we, the people, with a attitude of zero tolerance. Like, you know, like they do with their fucking seatbelts. But I mean, for people to look at, I mean, this is just like when, you know, they, Governor Abbott, passed, I mean, wrote an executive order, you don't have to do the mask mandates. Governor fucking, Abbott doesn't have the fucking authority one way or the other. None of the government does. It's like the Heller decision. The Heller decision said we have a right, a little bit of right to own a gun. And people praise this shit. And all you're doing is just fucking establishing a precedence where they do have a fucking say in anything that you fucking do, and they don't. It's forbidden by the Ninth Article. They don't have the authority. They've never had the authority. They have subverted your fucking highest law in your fucking land. And you're happy, and they'll just quit this bit here. This is just a little bit. These mandates and shit, that's just a little bit. You know, even if they were all gone, it all disappeared, everything that was put here 2 years ago just disappeared overnight. So what? You still got 40,000 goddamn infringements just on your second article. The goddamn common law courts are still gone. You, the people, are being denied your jurisdictional fucking authority, your goddamn authority over a fucking, what's supposed to be a servant government that was turned into a international fucking corporation for the fucking theft of this country from the people who fucking own it. That's we, the people, to take it from us without the due process of law that is contained within that fucking absolute ratified law of December 15, 1791, which is the common law for this goddamn country, the highest law in this fucking land. And our courts are the highest fucking courts. Our juries are the final fucking say-so. Not some son of a bitch who was supposed to be your fucking servant, got it? Who ain't your fucking servant, got it? Who is a fucking corporate mafia fucking activist, got it? And just like that, the honking may be, okay, the honking of the horns did it, guys. We kind of predicted this here now. Now there's people pushing, the Americans should go do it now. And you do it. Go ahead, stupid fucks. This reminds me of fucking up there at Mahler and fuck over there in Burns. I'm sitting there telling you, stupid fucks, I've been there. I know what it is. It's a fucking kill zone. Don't fucking do it. And then all of the goddamn incorporated 3%ers and oath keepers that showed up there was to chum you fucking asses in. They ain't the ones that fucking drove the BLM out of Bunkerville. It was 500 nameless fucking guys like it always fucking is. And they were trying to chum you in there and kill you. And this is a fucking chumming. This is like, as Jamal put it, this is fucking, changing direction is all it is. You go for any of these goddamn any movement that doesn't involve the fucking reinstatement of the fucking Bill of Rights as the absolute fucking law, the fucking enforcement of that goddamn law by those who are responsible for enforcing it, and that's you and me as individuals. Every time they step up and they call, talk about the Bill of Rights like it's some kind of collective fucking, authority. Right there, that's a hanging fucking offense. It is not. It is individual, free sovereign nationals, individual fucking natural rights. Just like that, the honking may be coming to an end as Alberta Prime Premier Jason Kenney announced on Tuesday that he's ending the province's vaccine passport system. Woo, we won! Let's go back home! You didn't win shit! It's just that furtherance of tyranny, this fucking unlawful jurisdiction that was inflicted upon you, these unlawful fucking acts that were committed against you, in fact, that are treason against your fucking rights as a free individual. They're not good. They're going unpunished. These guys are going to be punished, right? Because there never was no COVID-19. It's been proved. And the vaccine ain't a vaccine. It's a fucking kill agent. They have killed millions of people across this goddamn land, across the world. Millions. And continue to kill right now. This is not a win, people. Don't fucking think it is. You chum into this fucking shit, you're stupid. It is not a fucking win until the person who has committed the crime has been fucking prosecuted and fucking executed. Because these are executable offenses. This is high fucking treason. This is sedition against we the people and our jurisdictional authority over this fucking land. All you do is let them set a precedence. Oh, they're going to back off. They're going to come right back at you. Next time they come and say, we can do it because we did it before. If they're punished, Not if you put their fucking asses in the ground where they belong. You punish them for the fucking treason and sedition that they committed. And you punish the fucking goddamn mercenaries that fucking carried out the orders of this, these unlawful, without fucking jurisdiction orders that were in direct violation of your due process rights guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights. If you don't do it, you're playing games. You still don't have your fucking mind right. You're afraid to do the right thing. It's going to take some fucking moxie. Think about the guys who marched on fucking Concord, coming out of the mountains from their fucking farms. There's no fucking government. There was no movement and there was no bank accounts or nothing. They were just individuals that said, fuck you. You ain't taking everything I got and making a slave out of me. Plain and simple. And it was hijacked. As soon as it became strong enough to fucking show that they had the force to fucking carry it out, it was fucking hijacked by the aristocracy, the same motherfuckers in the goddamn colonies that were carrying out the king's orders that the people were fucking rebelling against. Why? Because they weren't fucking punished. Right away, the first thing they should have done is killed those motherfuckers, wouldn't you think? So there was nobody. The next person that thought about it said, well, look at what happened to the last son of a bitch. They hung out there on a goddamn apple tree until the fucking meat was eaten off their bones by the fucking vultures, and then their bones dropped to the ground and the dogs hauled them off. Now, that's a deterrent. Just going, whoa, thank you for not whooping me today. That's not a deterrent from whooping you. Killing the son of a bitch that whooped you is a deterrent from the next person trying to whoop you. And that's what I see here. I'm sorry. The program will end by midnight tonight, according to Kenny. As the Toronto Star notes, the passport system dubbed as the Restrictions Exemptions Programs is the first of the province's current public health restrictions to go in a phased approach laid out by... See, a phased approach. We're going to phase it out. So it ain't like you just stopped anything. It's because we decided that we aren't going to inflict it upon you unlawfully anymore. I mean, we had no authority to do it in the first place. We committed high treason when we fucking did it. But if we're phased out, we're still in control here, aren't we? And if we decide to phase it back in tomorrow, it's like these fucking court decisions, like I said, in this country. They'll have a court decision that tells you that you can fucking open carry. Well, you always fucking could. I mean, saying you couldn't open carry was a fucking crime. Is a crime. They have no fucking business in our fucking law. They were to stay apart from us. We were to live autonomously. That is by our own fucking will. We had our own fucking system. Apart from them. Apart from anybody ruling us. That's what a free man is. We are the free sovereigns of this country on a par with the fucking Queen of England. And that's what they cannot fucking stand. They know how much they've stolen from us. And they know that they couldn't stop the fucking truth from getting out. The people now know exactly what's been done to them. And more are finding out every day who they are and what has happened, what these fuckers did to them in gross violation of their absolute fucking authority over this land and their ownership of this fucking land that they're handing over to goddamn foreign nationals and paying them to come here to take what fucking belongs to you that cannot be taken from you. The only way a fucking any piece of property or any freedom can be taken from an American national is through that procedural due process outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the absolute highest fucking law in this land. The highest fucking authority in this land is the fucking common law court. Plain and simple. And it was always understood. And when it was put in place, that was the fucking intent. It's just we the people, fucking lazy son of a bitches that we are, and the sellout motherfuckers who fucking, you know, we talk about the corporations, what's got to be crushed. This is international corporate mafia. International corporate mafia. You got it? You want it to stop, you have to destroy the international corporate mafia at all. It's always been the international corporate mafia. They have been stealing from us from day fucking one. Even when we had the Bill of Rights back then, people, if there was somebody smart enough to fucking read at a third grade level, they could enforce it for themselves. I can't go into a court and file in your name in the common law and fucking prosecute a case for you. You have to do it. But there's this has been a fucking deprivation of fucking rights, and I mean absolute treason and sedition, and it has affected enough of us to fucking easily take the motherfuckers responsible for it by as individuals in their individual capacity, in our individual capacity, into a court, show the deprivation, show the fucking treason, show the sedition, and let them fucking answer for it. They can't answer in the fiduciary. They can't say, well, I'm a governor and I just decided to state emergency. Where did you get this fucking authority, sir or ma'am? Where did you get the authority to override the procedural due process in the highest law of this fucking land? Well, me and my friends wrote it down on a piece of paper and we hired some mercenaries to enforce it. Your ass is gonna hang, ain't it? You violated the law about as hard as you can fucking violate a law. And but the goddamn thing still comes down to it's our responsibility. It's our fucking law. We have to enforce it. It's our freedom that it fucking guarantees. And these fucking communists and these fucking fascists, these fucking goddamn, both of them being goddamn, capitalists, instead of the free enterprise system that we were guaranteed with a debt-free currency, every fucking one of them fucking, they got away with it again, guys. Look at Cuomo. He murdered, and they even, just like with Hillary. The charges are credible, but nobody can prosecute him. And then you come out, the allegations against him, that has kind of faded away. He's going to run for fucking office again. I'm telling you what, buddy. If you could walk into a fucking bank, pull out a fucking pistol, and with all the cameras watching you, all the people fucking watching you, and fucking rob the fucking bank, or fucking, we just say you get $10,000-$20,000 in a bag, walk out the fucking door, nobody lays a fucking finger on you, nobody pursues you, you are not punished, there's no deterrent, are you gonna come back to that fucking bank and do it again? Or are you gonna fucking find religion all of a sudden, and say, oh, that's morally fucking wrong? Not that the fucking bank, I shouldn't use that as the worst example in the world. How about just an honest man's store not operating under a fucking license? How about burning a common man? Well, that made the goddamn tower scream. You don't like it, you fucking cocksuckers out there? Don't fall for this shit, people. And I mean you people around the world. You fall for this fucking shit, you are fools. You are not fighting for freedom and liberty. You're fighting to take the latest fucking batch of tyranny that has been inflicted upon you in violation of your natural fucking rights as a human being. And you're saying, well, that'll do. I'll settle for this level of fucking tyranny being inflicted upon me. The only way the tyranny is removed in this fucking country is for the corporations to be removed. For the very idea of corporation to fucking be crushed. And the goddamn crown heads of Europe, the monarchies, are the biggest fucking corporations, along with the United States, which is their goddamn claiming their colony still, are the fucking ones that have to be fucking crushed. If you want to live fucking free, you want to be truly free, you want to stop this shit, all you're doing is encouraging them. You stop because they fucking stop fucking this one little bit of shit here, you're encouraging them, and you're setting a precedence. They say, well, next time they go to, well, you can't do that. We made you stop back then. Yeah, we can. We decided to stop. You didn't make us stop. It was our decision, just like these fucking administrative admiralty court decisions. As soon as you accept that, son of a bitch, now I can carry openly. I could always carry openly, dumbass. You could always carry openly, dumbass. Can you read at a third grade level? Shall not be infringed, period, means exactly that. And to tell you cannot fucking carry a concealed weapon or on your side or whatever anywhere you want to fucking take it. It's out of their realm. It's out of their fucking realm of jurisdiction. They never had jurisdiction over it and they never could. Because of the 10th article, because of the people's fucking jurisdiction within the 10th article that says the fucking states can't violate any fucking one of those fucking rights. Or deny or disparage any of those rights, and neither can the fucking state. It's forbidden. That's what the whole son of a bitch was about. It was about the Federalists putting them in check. Putting the Federalists in check. The Federalists who had all, they planned this shit. They planned hundreds of years into the fucking future. That's what you people, I don't think, get. You can't plan till next fucking week. They make you depend, the more dependent they make you, the less you can plan. I mean, because you're fucking, they're fucking laying out your life for you, aren't they? And you're not using your own fucking will, so, your ability to fucking plan is removed. Your ability to even speak, I mean, if you go along with this shit, is fucking removed. It has to be. That's fucking physics. See, the passport system, dubbed as the Restriction Exemption Program, is the first of the province's current public health restrictions to go in as a phased approach laid out by Kenney at a press conference Tuesday. Now it is the time to begin learning to live with COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. See, they keep it in there. There's been no admission that it was a fucking lie. The people who perpetrated that lie and killed millions have not been fucking punished. So why shouldn't they continue? What's the deterrent? Fools. Maybe we have to wait until some more of these old fucking people who can understand third grade fucking English die off, and then we'll give her another shot. We already set the president. Boy, you think of what they achieved and what you achieved. What did you achieve? You achieved finally having them fucking, we're going to put a halt on this for right now, but we could turn it right back on tomorrow if we want, because you have not fucking punished the son of a bitches who acted without authority in violation of your fucking basic fucking human rights. As an individual, those aren't collective rights. They belong to you as an individual. That's why you're going to have to fucking enforce them as individuals. And you can't, I mean, in the fucking, the courts, I mean, it would have been a simple fucking matter, but that was the first thing that the Queen's esquires removed unlawfully. I mean, you goddamn talk about an act of high fucking treason to remove the people's fucking courts, the highest authority in this fucking land, and replace it with a goddamn corporation? Why didn't the people, I mean, it just so pisses me off. I think back, I mean, back in fucking 1869, back when fucking Lincoln first fucking that dirty son of a bitch declared martial law. You can go back further than that, the slavery that existed under the fuck while the Bill of Rights was in effect. I mean, they played people against each other. They played races against each other. But goddamn, the slaves were all pigments of skin, I promise you. But you know why slavery existed then? Because, not because of them, because of us. We allowed it. We didn't have to. We've always outnumbered them. We could always whip them. They know it. They count on fucking treachery. They count on fucking blackmail. They count on murder. They are fucking sick in the mind, power fucking hungry fucking sickos. Now is the time to begin learning to live with COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And we're going to keep saying 1,000,000 times to your one, you motherfuckers are never going to fucking push it over. It's gone. You can keep putting it up and we'll keep telling you COVID-19 doesn't exist. But that goddamn biological kill agent sure as hell does, because it showed its fucking results. That Pfizer's trying to fight. You know, they got another 30 fucking days, and then they, instead of, I think it was 50,000, they only got to release 5,000. And that still ain't come up. When that come up, they'll shut that down too, because they own the fucking courts. Those are corporate fucking courts. Those are corporate appointed fucking judges. They're not elected by we the people. They're not sworn into our fucking law to enforce our fucking law. To do the job of a common law fucking judge. To enforce the common law. They're fucking paid fucking goddamn Star Chamber fucking rubber stamps. Plain and simple. And see, just like this, when this first came up, well, they're going to have to release 50,000 documents a month, man. If we did the Freedom of Information Act. No, fuck your Freedom of Information Act. Every fucking document created by our fucking money, by our fucking wealth, belongs to us. That's a fucking fact. And there is no fucking government sitting over there in a higher position. Oh, you can't look at that. Wait a minute. When we started this shit out, you said that you were our fucking servants. Hey, servant, give me that goddamn paper I paid to fucking create. Oh, no. And don't you try to get it or we'll bring fucking corporate mercenaries in. We'll call this a fucking attempted coup. We'll set up a fucking goddamn barbed wire fence and a fucking wall around fucking the Capitol. Hell, we'll put one around the Library of Congress. And we'll shut down all the fucking access to it. Now get your documentation. This shit's not going to get over with people until we fucking pick up those fucking guns and act like goddamn men and fucking take these motherfuckers out. We're being punked and pushed around and we fucking outnumber the cocksuckers 1,000 to 1. It's a fucking disgrace. It's a disgrace to our people. It's a disgrace to our manhood. And it's a disgrace to our fucking grandfathers. Though I do hold it against them. You should have done it in the first instance. When they tried to take that fucking gold, you should have. When they did the Act of 1871, you should have. The fucking 14th Amendment making you a subject. You should have. The fucking martial law declared by that fucking Jew prick, Abraham Springsteen. You should have. You should have fucking thrown off them fucking different colored uniforms, put on your goddamn clothes, went down to Washington, D.C. and hung every goddamn fucking one of them. Or drove them into the sea. It would have been a simple matter back then. But every generation that waited, I mean, by the time they get it all fucking figured out, they're pretty old like me. But old fucking Whittemore, it didn't matter how old he was, he wanted them all. He was on it. And there are a lot of people that are on it. Samuel Whittemore's. But that, I mean, this, like I said, like Jamal pointed out in his video, this is a three card Monty. This is walnut shells and one pea. Only there's no pea under any of them, people. It never has been. You will reinforce this fucking law or you will become fucking slaves. And you will fucking dig the ditch that you kneel down by so you can get your 40 caliber lobotomy. That's a fact. And they have told you so. It ain't enough that fucking we, for so many years, when we were telling you so, oh, goddamn conspiracy theories and all, no, then it looks like conspiracy fucking fact today now, don't it? That fucking muddy elephant sitting on your lap along with 10 of his fucking friends and your face is shoved up his ass cheek. And you said, we got to stop this part. They have to be de-fucking destroyed or you're going to be destroyed. You might as well get that through your head. You'll be destroyed or you'll be enslaved. If you're one of the fortunate ones to fucking, I mean, I don't wouldn't even call you a fortunate one to be one of the 500 million or less that gets to fucking live. Because you're going to be a fucking slave. You're going to have kids for fucking pedophiles to pedophile. Babies to pedophile. Because that's what they fucking believe in. That's what they fucking are. And we so outnumber them. And this is, like I said, this is a fucking shame and a disgrace on every fucking one of us. That this, every day this goes on is more fucking shame heaped on our shoulders. And if we don't do this fucking people, I promise you, somewhere down the line, your great-grandchild is going to slip out. Because they're going to have to slip out because they're going to be monitored. They're going to find a way to get away from the monitor just to get to your grave. Dig your fucking sorry ass up. Lift up your fucking casket lid and piss right in your sorry, cowardly ass fucking face. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight prayer and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, rocks will swing, shining armor's piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Heather Alexander with Marcia Cambrith. And I'm telling you, this ain't going to fucking stop until you kill them fucking communists and them fucking fascists, because they don't stop. They never have. They'll just look for another sleazy angle to come at you for a while, then they'll come back at you from this fucking shitting angle. And I say, we got precedents for this. It never existed. It in the original Constitution, even their phony-ass fucking fraudulent original Constitution, and especially in the Bill of Rights, there is no exemption for a fucking emergency. None. Mano y mano is how you have to fucking do it, with full due process of the fucking law. That's what they want to remove. They can't have that one world fucking order without the goddamn Bill of Rights being fucking removed, without the American Nationals fucking law of December 15, 1791, ratified by the people, removed. Look at the last part of this fucking shit. As the Star reports, after 3 weeks, authorities will determine, so they're still maintaining that they have an authority over you that is a fucking act of treason that doesn't exist. It is a goddamn corporate fucking policy being enforced by fucking private goddamn mercenaries. They're still maintaining it. Don't you get it? We'll determine if the people can move to stage two. We'll determine. They're going to determine something they can't determine. Something you determine. If you are a free will and you're a free individual, the only way that you can fucking be forced to do anything is via the fucking a filing by an individual against you as an individual in your individual capacity in a common law court, and fucking going through the complete fucking procedural due process and having a goddamn common law court order it. And they're not in a common law court. The people aren't going to order it because it's the people's court. That's why the government was never allowed to go close to it. They were never allowed any authority in it. Except as individuals, if they stepped out of their capacity as in the fiduciary, back when there was a fiduciary, the positions are still there. I mean, this is just a hodgepodge of bullshit. I take this hat off. I'm a fucking goddamn lobbyist for the goddamn an operative of the corporation. I put this hat on. Now I'm the fiduciary so that I can fucking oversee a fucking illegal agency to fucking, write fucking licenses to violate the fucking law, violate the people's fucking rights, to commit treason and sedition. And they ain't just gonna stop. I mean, where's the incentive for them to stop? You're just fucking prolonging it. The longer you prolong it, the more they entrench in this country, the more motherfuckers they bring across that southern border, the more fuckers they bring in from around this goddamn world. You'll fight them in your goddamn streets. You'll fight them in your yards. You could have stopped them before they ever got here. They could have been stopped generations ago. However,
if the province can move to stage two, which would see almost all the
remaining unlawful fucking restrictions without jurisdictional authority and violation of your rights lifted because they decided to, and you're admitting that they have the authority to say yes or no. They don't. Not in this goddamn country, they don't. Including the mask mandate, capacity limits, and work from home orders. Kenny is hopeful this can be accomplished by March. For here we are back to March again, guys. Year three coming up. Oh, it's just so fucking disgusting to see that the people are on the right fucking track. They got everybody's on that page, but we're gaining people every day. Make no mistake about it.
But the farther we let this fucking go, just like I said, it could have been stopped back in when Lincoln in 1862, 64, whatever, whenever it was he declared the martial law. It should have been stopped. It should have been stopped with slavery. Of all anybody in this country. I mean, when the aristocrats stepped up to fucking hijack a popular uprising, they go, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain rights that among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They just stepped, these are the fuckers that were oppressing you. They were getting ready to lose it. They were getting ready to get creamed. So they just step up. We're still your leaders, Slay. We're going to go against the king, too. Even though we've already committed so many fucking crimes, you could have hung us 1,000 times over. Well, I guess we won't hang you then. That was a fucking mistake. Now, wasn't it? Stage two, which is, okay. The final stage would see all restrictions lifted. However, this could be paused if, see, they could pause it. This could be paused. They're still declaring that they have this unlawful authority. Could be paused if the healthcare system is under too much stress from COVID that doesn't fucking exist. What do you read into that? I mean, you're going to be baffled by this bullshit? Baffled by this bullshit? The threat of COVID-19 does not exist. Never has, never will. To public health no longer outweighs the damaging impacts of public health restrictions, Kennedy said. Yeah, you've done destroyed the fucking country. You got what you fucking wanted, but you're not going to fuck. I mean, they're not even relinquishing power, let alone being punished for the crimes they have committed. I can see the big deterrent there. They'll never try that again, will they? We are well positioned to live with the virus. There has never been a fucking virus. It's called the common fucking cold and the flus that they dump on us out of those goddamn planes. With silver water, I have found, will take care of every goddamn one of them. Why in the hell? I mean, something is, I mean, so many people know about it. And so many people that fucking just, they take it, they don't get sick. I mean, it's fucking, it's been used for hundreds of years. That said, Rebel News, Extra Lavant, says Kennedy is, this is how it's written, is, and then there's in quotation marks, he's still going to have, the OR codes. The OR codes, well, I don't know what those are, OR codes, but I suppose that's what he's pretending, that he has the authority to violate your fucking rights over, to take your fucking individual will away from you, to act as dictator over you, to own you, slave. And he will still allow other entities, including private businesses, licensed by the fucking corporation, a part of the corporation. It's just like the people, ones like, I mean, you look at the, oh, these guys are all right. I mean, they're trying to run a small business here. They have a fucking license. They take goddamn, they collect income tax for the fucking federal corporation, unlawful income tax from their employees, and they get fucking corporate welfare for doing so. This has been a corporate welfare state since its inception. They get a goddamn brand new truck off their fucking taxes every fucking year, off their profits. They get all kinds of goodies for betraying you. The ones that do the background checks, every one of them that does a background check is committing a fucking disparagement of the second article without fucking question. Can you question it? Are you paying to exercise a right? Then it ain't a right. And if it ain't a right, it's your fucking duty to take that fucking gun because your courts have been removed and make it a right again and reinstate those fucking courts and get to hanging these bastards. Era Limit says Kennedy, he'll start, he's still going to have the OR codes, and he will still allow, he's allowing you, you're free and you're being allowed, entities, including private businesses, to discriminate based on those OR codes. So it can, see, they're not fucking giving nothing up. They've got what they fucking wanted. They have established an unlawful fucking authority, and they've gotten a fucking, it's like Cuomo. He fucking murdered 1,000 people. And now he's got a $16 million fucking war check. He's going to fucking, he'll be back in the governor's seat here pretty fucking quick. That was a move fucking calculated to try to, I mean, people were trying to stop him. I mean, the goddamn relatives of, you know, 1,000 or 4,000 people, whatever it was, they're going to be screaming to the high heavens, but you shouldn't have screamed. You should have went and took fucking justice. Did the son of a bitch get justice? Nope. Is he coming back to do it again? Yep. Why? Because there's no deterrent. We're supposed to be the final check and balance. Remember what fucking Tench Cox said. The people will... Well, let's see if the goddamn exact words. I don't want to misquote such fine fucking words. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And that's upon the fucking goddamn corporation. They knew this shit was going to happen, guys. And then just turn around and look. Let's look the other direction. Kellogg Foundation bankrolls $500 monthly income for illegal aliens. Really? Did you give consent to that? Kellogg should be fucking arrested for aiding and abetting fucking invasion into this country. They sure as hell better be boycotted by every motherfucker listening to this broadcast if you call yourself a goddamn patriot. The Kellogg Foundation, which effectively controls the Kellogg Company, is bankrolling a pilot program that will provide hundreds of illegal aliens living in the United States with a guaranteed basic income. As our people live under fucking bridges, people who can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country are living in under goddamn road passes in tent cities with their children in the wintertime. And these illegal aliens are given, this is private corporation again, acting in violation of the law. You cannot promote the fucking removal of my fucking property without due process of the fucking law and fucking reward the son of a bitches that are doing it and disallow me the right to fucking to my redress for my grievance. I have a hell of a grievance with you, Kellogg. Anybody that buys another Kellogg product is a fucking traitor. A coalition of organizations has teamed up to institute the pilot program across 13 counties in New Mexico, where 330 illegal aliens, households will, and they got houses, we've already got them houses, okay guys, and will receive monthly payments of $500 for the next year. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation is bankrolling the program, local media reports. Really? The New Mexico Economic Relief Working Group has partnered up together a national nonprofit to provide the monthly payments. Now, where do you think they're going to get their goddamn money? Through fucking grants from those unlawful fucking Bill Clinton grants that replaced the fucking congressional allocations. That's where they're going to get them. It's going to be right out of your fucking pocket. Handed to the pocket of an illegal alien here to take every fucking thing you have, and it's polluting your life. And still you stand there. Still you polish that gun. Payments to qualify families beginning in March. The coalition, now we got a coalition going here. It was Kellogg's Foundation is bankrolling the program, local media reports. Now we got a coalition going here. A coalition, I guarantee you, have the people, the fucking insiders fucking have, lining up the fucking grants right fucking now. Kellogg will pay shit. They'll pay what we fucking make them pay by fucking boycotting them. Says the New Mexico Immigrant GBI project will be the first statewide guaranteed basic income effort. Communism. We don't need your basic income. What we need is your hand out of our fucking cookie jar, motherfucker. We need the wealth you've already stolen back. And we need every fucking thing that's, you need to die. We need to kill every bit of these people calling themselves the ruling class, because you can't have a ruling class unless they're ruling over somebody. And that Bill of Rights does not allow for a ruling class. It allows for no class, collective of any sort, any kind of clique, any kind of goddamn secret society, any collective to have power over the fucking individual. It's individual on individual. That's autonomy here in this United States under our fucking law. ERWG said 330 families from 13 New Mexico counties, including Diana, Anna County, will receive monthly payments of $500 for 12 months beginning in March. The payments will be delivered through direct deposit or prepaid cards, and there are no conditions on what the money can be used for. Funding is coming from the K.W. Kellogg Foundation. Now it's a fucking foundation. Foundations apply for grants. That means it's coming out of your fucking pocket. You people out there struggling to fucking keep, because, you know, this is, and it, every one of them comes in, that raises the rent, because the government, it's like the government fucking going in and paying it for at the hospitals. You know, the government health care. That's why an aspirin at a hospital costs you $23, because you're competing with the fucking government dollar for the fucking aspirin. I mean, this is what has driven rent up till the American nationals are living on the goddamn streets. We are homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, just like we were told we would be, because we were not vigilant, because we did not take our duty seriously, because we did not have the fucking moxie to fucking stand up and enforce our own fucking law. It's our fault. Foundation and Up Together, a news release states. That's the end of that bullshit. Let's see what else we got here. The Biden administration will pay community groups to help boost trust in vaccines. Right, at the same time that they're supposed to be withdrawing from all this stuff. I mean, the thing is, they've set a precedence. Just like Jamal pointed out, they have set a precedence. They just took fucking authority from nowhere that violated the highest law in this goddamn land. Violated your personal fucking jurisdictional authority. Said you didn't have it. Said that they were rulers and you were the ruled. You are subject. You will do what you're told. You want to fucking bet? I don't know about others, but liberty or death here, buddy. And if you fuck, and I mean, they gave you this trucker thing. To fucking like the goddamn wiper, something to run you around. Anything that comes up like that, it's running through the system, which they own from the top to the fucking bottom. And they're fucking going to make money off it, and it's going to do nothing. They might do this. Maybe this is the idea for each fucking country. But the fucking unlawful jurisdiction has been fucking established through fucking precedent. It's already been done. And nobody went to jail for it. So what's to fucking stop them from doing it? What's the deterrent for this fucking goddamn tyranny? Tell me that. Let's see what we got here. In this physically polarized time, White House health officials have acknowledged that they are not. This is from NPR, sent in by Galen for discussion from the trenches, worldreport.com. They are not always the best messengers when it comes to promoting COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. See, they fucking know that everybody knows it. They know that they know the vaccines are poison. But it's just like, you know, Sandy Hook or any of these fucking false flags. Once it's, I mean, proven with beyond a shadow of fucking doubt that it could not fucking be. That it is a fucking government op. That's that Goebbels thing. If we keep on fucking saying it, pretty soon it becomes true. No, it's never going to become true. You're going to become dead, and you're going to stop fucking saying it because it's a fucking lie. The truth is going to fucking destroy you, and the law is going to fucking destroy you. We the people, we the fucking American nationals of this country are going to destroy you under our law, within the bounds of our law. There ain't no goddamn civil war. There ain't no fucking revolution. There's just going to be an enforcement of the fucking law. And there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. You can play these fucking games and anybody, I mean, for the cowards out there, man, this is a fucking boondoggle. I mean, they're looking at, oh, now I can step down. We won, guys. Okay, shoo. who I was afraid I might actually have to fucking fight. You didn't win shit. You didn't win shit whatsoever. In fact, you lost because you let it be established that they could create a fucking authority that it was above your fucking free fucking rights. Your natural rights to be free and at your own will, to live by your own will and autonomy. To be left the fuck alone. To not have what you build taken from you. Or what you make. So the Biden administration has worked to equip community groups to their own local outreach. And you're paying for it. The majority of the people in this country do not fucking believe in this fucking COVID bullshit no more than they ever did. That's why it didn't fucking push through as it did, but they still killed fucking millions of people across this planet, and they're still killing them today, and they're still going to be killing them tomorrow. I'm going to jump to one more real quick here because I want this headline hit. Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable clinical doctor safety data may impact business. Oh, my God. The truth might impact your business. The fact that you're fucking murderers might make people not want to fucking, might be people even pick up a gun to stop you from fucking giving them an injection. I love this fucking story. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. 2 weeks ago, the FDA begged a Texas judge to delay production of the first monthly batch of 55,000 pages of COVID-19 vaccine. Now, this is what they told you. But this is what we're going to do. But they don't got to tell you the truth. You're not their fucking boss. You're their fucking subject. They could tell you anything they fucking want to. And fuck you if you don't like it. Pages of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Every time I see it, I'm saying it. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And there's no fucking such thing as a vaccine. This is a biological kill agent that's killed millions across the world all fucking ready. Data submitted to the agency by Pfizer. Originally, the agency was set to produce just 500 pages per month. Now Pfizer, which just forecast $54 billion in COVID-related sales, and those COVID-related sales were forced sales. You didn't want to buy it. They took your fucking money from you at gunpoint, calling it a fucking income tax that they could never put upon the people. It was forbidden because they could take your money without giving you due process of the law. That's why it was put in place that way. Related sales in 2022 appears to be anticipating some bad news as evidenced by several red line dangers or changes in their quarterly earnings release. As Rubicon Capital, Kelly Brown notes on Twitter, the changes center around disclosure of unfavorable safety data. Well, fuck, if it says it kills you, don't put it out there because we want to kill more people. I mean, God, is this plain on, is the nose on your face or is it me? For example, in the fourth quarter, they added further information regarding the quality or preclinical, clinical or safety data, including by audit or inspection. The company also notes that COVID-19 may, quote, diminish in severity prevalence or disappear entirely. This thing that never existed will disappear. We can't find it anymore. Come on, people! This only can be stopped one way, and God damn it, you know it. And if you ain't got what it takes as an individual, your fucking grandparents, your great-grandchildren will dig you up and piss right in your cowardly, spineless fucking faces. We're past the top of the hour. That's enough of this shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBSTT, PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just come on, people. Don't you fucking fall for this. Hold your fucking ground.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Hey, is it all right if I repost these on BitChute so we get a wider audience going on?
We repost anything on that you find on anything you find on the trenches. Programs, anything. As far as these articles themselves, We put them up. I mean, you can go to the source. I mean, we have no objection. I mean, we have thousands of our own articles. We have thousands of our own programs and stuff, and it's public. The man damage itself is a learning tool. It's all for the people. You don't have to ask permission.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day.
I can post the shows?
The shows? Hell yes, you can post the shows.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
All right. That's good news.
You have a wonderful day. That is the word from the trenches.